T.D. Jakes said, if you follow the principle, you'll get the results. God is not a respecter of persons, but a respecter of principles. What God expects from one person, he also expects from another. No one on earth is seen as more special than another. God wants everyone to abide by the same principle. So if you see someone being blessed, it's because that person is honoring God's ways. You too can be blessed if you follow the same principle. Cain could have gone back and offered up a lamb to God, but instead he chose to do something worse and sacrifice his own brother. Sometimes when you don't do what you're supposed to do, you end up doing something worse. So it's better to do what is right the first time and trust what God is doing in your life. Don't be like Cain. Follow God's principles. This is Daniel Orton, and welcome to the Stay Podcast. Here, my purpose is to strengthen the apostolic why. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Stay Podcast. First time recording this month, and actually, that's just not good. I'm having trouble getting back on a roll, but at least I'm getting something out tonight. If you hear any background noises, I'm actually sitting on my deck. It's a beautiful evening here in Kentucky, and I thought I'd take advantage of sitting out on my deck and doing this. So I just want to jump on here for a few minutes and just talk about something that's kind of been on my mind. And that's about, you know, we hear it say a lot that God is no respecter of person. And yeah, I've heard that all my life, been in church all my life and around church. And I've heard that many times. And I don't remember who I heard say it the first time, but somebody said that God doesn't, he's not a respecter to people, but he does respect principles. And that's something that's really, really true, because, you know, if you look at the physical laws, they operate on certain principles. You know, for example, the law of gravity. I don't care how much you want to be able to fly as a human being, you're not going to fly. Now, I know God can step in and supernatural can happen, but living within our natural realm here, I'm sitting on my deck again, and my deck is pretty high. It's probably 15 to 20 feet high here, the back of my house, and I can jump off from this and flap my wings, but there's something that's called gravity. It's the principle of gravity. Gravity is going to grab a hold of me, and it's going to take this 250-pound body, and I'm going to hit the ground pretty fast. And at 52, I'm going to break something. So that's just principle. And we've got to understand that there's principles that's involved with living for God. Again, I know God is not a respecter of person. Now, when we say that, you know, you have to think about what Job said in Job 34:19. The writer Job said, how much less to him that accepteth not the persons or princes, nor regardeth the rich man more than the poor. For they all are the work of his hands. We are all God's work of his hands. He loves every one of us. He wants us all saved. And it doesn't matter whether you're rich. It doesn't matter whether you're poor. It doesn't matter if you're fat, skinny, what color you are. God loves all of us. And he wants to save every one of us. And then we see Peter in Acts chapter 10 when the Jews, they pretty much stayed to the Jews, but all of a sudden the door was opened up to a man named Cornelius, who prayed, and God gave him a vision of Simon, you know, Peter being at Simon the Tanner's house, and sent men there to get him and come back. And the angel in the vision said, you know, he'll tell you what you need to do. And when Peter got there, Peter made this statement. He said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons." We find that in Acts 10:34. But the truth of the matter is that in that situation, God was not a respecter of persons. He poured out His Spirit that day on the Gentiles, and us that are Gentiles were thankful for that. But the truth of the matter, the reason that Cornelius had the blessings poured out on him that day is because Cornelius was following principles of God. It wasn't because he was a Gentile, obviously, and that's why Peter said and made that statement, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But the bottom line of what happened that day in Acts chapter 10, when Cornelius and his family received the truth of God's word, which is to be born again, you must repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus, and He will fill you with the Holy Ghost. That is the new birth. That is how you are birthed into the kingdom of God. But that day, we find a man who had been following godly principles that had been put in his heart. We don't know for sure if he had been taught the ways of God. Some scholars seem to think that he may have been the centurion soldier that came to Jesus wanting his servant healed. I don't know if that's true or not. Some say that's a possibility. But nevertheless, something inside of Cornelius provoked him to pray and seek God, because when the angel came to him and said, "Your prayers and your alms has come before God." Basically, he said, "Look, the principles that you have been obeying or following has got God's attention." And yes, I know, we even see in Romans 2:11 again, "For there is no respect of persons with God." But He is a respecter of principles. And we see in the Scriptures, John 12:24, it says, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." God's not a respecter of person when it comes to corn. But listen, I can go to the store and I can buy, I'm not like my grandmother. She would just save the corn every year and do what it took to have that corn. I go buy it from the store and I'm going to plant corn. But here's the thing. I can leave it in there in a cabinet on a shelf and never plant that corn. God's not a respecter person of that corn. He wants that corn to grow. He'll let that corn grow. But the only way it will grow is if it follows the principles. It goes back to the physical laws. I'm talking about gravity. Well, the physical law of that corn to grow is it has to be planted in soil. It has to be go into the ground. And what happens is that corn of wheat dies, and something on the inside of that bursts out. And out of that corn of wheat is a much fruit that grows out of that corn of wheat. And I have seen so many people in my years of pastoring. I guess now it is 17 years, 18, I guess, crowding 18 years. I have so many people come and say, hey, Pastor, I'm dealing with this. I'm battling this. What do I do?" And I say, "Are you praying and you're reading your Bible? Are you doing these things that are the principles of God?" And they're like, "Well, yeah, not a whole lot." And I'll say, "Well, look, how about you try this? How about you start praying, reading, trying to get close to God, get intimate?" "But I've tried that and it's not worked." And I'm like, "Really? What's the longest you've ever went every day praying and not missed a day?" "Well, I don't," their comments like, "Well, it's just hard." "Well, I understand. But if we're not willing to take the time to follow the principles of God, God does not feel obligated to bless us in certain ways. He'll save us, okay? He'll save us. Absolutely, He will. And doing a little research about this, and I knew I was fixing to do this. I was thinking about it, and I found this blog post by a lady named Demola. I'm not even going to try to say her last name. But she made these few statements here. She said, we need to remember that there is a person of Jesus and there is a principle of Jesus. I've never heard nobody say this, and it's really good, so I just wanted to share it with my own thoughts. There is a person of Jesus, and there's a principle of Jesus. And what it made me think of is I'm in the midst right now at the church there, Jesus Name Church in Sturgis, Kentucky, of teaching a series on the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus is teaching. And the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is teaching his principles. And I heard Brother Raymond Woodward say something of this Sermon on the Mount. He said, you know, everywhere else in the Word of God, pretty much, you know, in the Gospels we read about Jesus, he is telling us what he came for, that he came for salvation. He came to seek and save the lost. He came to offer us salvation. But on this Sermon on the Mount, which is my opinion, and many others, one of the greatest sermons ever preached, ever, is you see Jesus go to up in a mountain, up climbs up on a hill, and in this he's calling his disciples and those there, he's calling up a little higher. What Jesus is doing here, he's calling the people saying, hey, let's go a little higher. Let's get higher. And Jesus begins to tell these people in the Sermon on the Mount, not that, look, I come to give you salvation, but this is what I want you to do for me. He begins to call on the people to be disciples. And I mean, I'm not going to go through all the sermon here by no means, but if you'll take the Sermon on the Mount, you begin to look at it. The first, he starts off with the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5, and he deals with our attitude. And said, look, I really like to bless you, but you've got to have this attitude before I can do this. You know, blessed is the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Well, if you're not seeing God, it may be because your heart's not pure. Or how about, you know, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Well, maybe you're not being filled is because you're not following the principle of hunger. And maybe you're so full of other things in your life that you're not hungry for God because you're just satisfied with the temporal that one day will go away because everything in this world will eventually go away. So when I read what this lady said here is that a lot of people, we've got to understand that there is the person of Jesus who, the person of Jesus is what his purpose, what he came to. He came that we could learn what, why he's here, learn that he come to seek and save our lives and that we can be born again. As he told Nicodemus in John chapter 3, you know, you must be born again of the water and the Spirit to enter the kingdom of God. But the principles that Jesus, this principle of Jesus, this is where we get our victory in this life. This is how we live a victorious life. This is how we are blessed, is by following the principles of God. I hope and I pray and I do believe that there will be people that has repented. Now, understand this. I don't believe there's not an easy believism that you just accept the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior, and you shall be saved. The Bible doesn't support that, okay? This is not time for that particular tonight on this podcast, but the Bible doesn't support that. You've got to go through a process. You've got to go through the death, burial, and resurrection just as Jesus died, was buried, and resurrected. You must be born again of the water and the Spirit. You have to repent. And you must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Get the blood applied to your life, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I believe that somebody will follow those that is a principle. You follow that principle, what it takes to be born again. I believe there's going to be people that's going to do that. And I believe they're good people, and I believe they're moral people, and they're going to strive to live a good, holy life the best they can. But there's going to be people that's going to be hindered and not have great victory in their life because they do not follow the principles of God. Yes, God is not a respecter of persons, but let me tell you what He is. He is a respecter of principles. And if we can follow the principles of God, we can be truly, truly blessed. Because another thing this lady DeMola wrote, she said, principles do not respect personality. That's not easy to take. And basically what that means is somebody that's an unbeliever, somebody that's a jerk, somebody that you don't like maybe and you can't stand to be around them, but if they follow the principle of God, God will bless them. Now, I understand that may be hard to take, but God is respecter of principles. And I can prove that fact with Luke chapter 16 and 18 says this: the Lord commended the unjust steward. Again, this is Luke 16 and 8. The Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. And he makes this statement. Jesus makes this statement here in Luke 16 and 8. The children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. You know what he's saying here is that there's a lot of people that's in the world that's wiser than the people that's in the church. Why does he say that? Because they're following the principles of God. And that's why an unbeliever, they can practice kingdom principles and have visible results in their life. And somebody that claims to be a Christian can disobey the principles and live a very frustrated life. Okay? So, let me give you a few examples and I'll be done here today. Let's look at money for a second. I am a tither. I have tithed 10% of my money from always, I guess. You know, my mom and dad give me allowance. I pay tithes on it. I remember distinctively, giving special offerings and stuff as a young man. And I remember one time I had a dollar left. I was always known for saving money, and my cousins and brother, they was all always coming to me and borrowing money. They called me Mooch, and that's why they called me Mooch. Still got a cousin when he sees me, calls me Mooch, because he said, I mooched all my money. I saved it up. But anyway, I remember one night giving a dollar and an offering. It's the last dollar I had. I think I had bought something. And that week, my mom come to me and said, look, son, I give your brother $10, so I'm going to give you $10. Well, my dollar turned into, $10 real fast. That's a principle of God. I give. That's the Bible says, give and it shall be given to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. But the point I want to say with this is I have always tithed. I've always tithed my money and always give offering. But after me and my wife got married, we never stopped tithing, okay? Never stopped. But I didn't follow good principles of money. Just like if you ever heard of Dave Ramsey, he talks about this scripture a lot, that the borrower is slave to the lender. Well, once you borrow enough money, I remember making this statement to my wife one time. I said, you know what? Having good credit is a good way to have bad credit. Man, I was prophesying, because the next thing I know, I'd had good credit, and the next thing I know, my good credit got me a few credit cards, and then we had some circumstances. We put some money in starting the church. I put some money on me that I still have on me that I'm still paying off from the church plant. And then all of a sudden we have some legal issues and a daughter that's going to get married that's going to cost a whole lot more. And my son that was going to get married with a failed engagement, but yet we were going to pay for the wedding and, bought the wedding dress and several other things. And the next thing you know, I've got few thousand dollars on a credit card of a wedding that never happened and a wedding dress that's still in my attic. Anybody wants to buy a wedding dress,
Send me a message. We'll work out a deal. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is, although we were tithing, which is a principle of God, we didn't follow the financial principles that go along with tithing, of being good stewards of our money. Never had bills, never had lights turned off, never went without food. But I want to tell you what, we've had some arguments over money. We've had some struggles over money, and still today, we paid off a lot of debt, and we're still working on paying off some debt, and hopefully within a couple years, we'll have all the stupid debt we made paid off. How did that happen? Well, that happened because we followed the principle of tithing that did rebuke the devourer. It kept the devourer from, you know, causing us to go bankruptcy or causing us not to have food, because if you don't tithe, well, there's a devourer. If you're a child of God and you don't tithe, there's a devourer that's going to devour your food, going to devour your money, and you're going to be in bad shape. God's going to get his money. But even though you follow the principles of God, if you don't follow, you know, in tithing, but you don't follow the principle of stewardship, you'll get yourself in a mess, and you'll stop yourself from being blessed. Okay, that's kind of a simple very simple thought that we can use right there with that. Now, there's a lot of things I can do, you know, okay? I've heard of numerous apostolic men, mostly, that get hooked on pornography. Does this make them bad people? It don't make them bad people. It makes them people that didn't follow good principles and found themselves in a bad situation. And God's helped them, and some still probably struggling with it. But here's the thing. If you're struggling with, for say, pornography, then you might need to get rid of some things out of your life, because you're not following principles that is going to keep you from being blessed. You know, you just don't look at some things. You know, I'm just trying to drive home something here, that it's so important that we follow the principles of God. Because, yes, he's not a respecter of persons, but he is a respecter of principles. And is that the opening, my opening little story I say story is a quote, I guess, by T.D. Jakes. Most people would know him if you're familiar with ministry. He's not an apostolic preacher, although he's got some apostolic background. We're raised in a oneness Jesus name environment in church. But anyway, the man can preach, and he says some good stuff. I've read some of his books, and what he said is the truth. You know, if you follow the principle, you'll get the results, because God's not. And you know, with Bible study last night, when we were talking about the spirit of jealousy, I've been going through Bishop White's book on Wednesday night, Bishop Doug White. If you never read the book, I'll give you a book recommendation. You go to Abundant Life, Silsbee, Texas, and order Hell's 12 Apostles. And that's a really good book. He goes through 12 different spirits that about every spirit falls under and how to overcome those. But anyway, last night was going over the second spirit that he deals with, the spirit of jealousy, and was talking about different ones that jealousy is attacked in the Word of God. And somebody mentioned Cain. And Cain let jealousy get the best of him. And the reason was, he was not following the principles of God. And Cain, as T.D. Jakes said in here in this quote, he said, you know, sometimes you don't do what you're supposed to do, and you end up doing something worse. And that's what Cain did. And, you know, Cain could have gone back and offered up a lamb to God once God said, hey, if you do it well, you will not be accepted. That's what the Word of God said. But instead, what T.D. Jakes said here is it's very powerful. Instead, he chose to do something worse and sacrificed his own brother. Wow, think about that. Instead of taking a blood sacrifice to Jesus, he shed blood and sacrificed his brother. Well, I said Jesus. We believe Jesus is there, but at that time they knew him as God, Jehovah. But so, listen. You may feel like Well, I'm a child of God, but I'm not blessed. Why? Well, just go to Matthew 5 and start reading through Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Apply that teaching of Jesus to your life. There's so many principles within that, that if we, I'm convinced that if we as children of God could live a part of the principles that Jesus teaches in that Sermon on the Mount, this world would change, our life would change. So, but, you know, as far as this, and I mentioned unbelievers, I've got a cousin, my dad's cousin, I guess he's my dad's double cousin, but anyway, he, as far as I know, he is tied to church for years and years and years. And he doesn't go to church. He doesn't claim to be a Christian, but God has blessed him financially because God works on principles. He works on principles. And there's a lot of people in this world that, you know, they may not be living out total truth in their life. The people in the church are living more miserable lives because they're not following the principles of God. And it's keeping them from being blessed. It's keeping them from being powerful. It's keeping them from living a victorious life in God. And folks, we got to figure out what these principles are. And you know, I could sit here and go through a lot of them. You know, if you don't follow the principle of, yeah, Jesus saved you, but if you don't follow the principle of becoming a disciple by learning to have an intimate relationship with Jesus, learning how to fight spiritual warfare, learning how to be a good steward of your time, yourself, and your money, learning the importance of the principle of going to church and having fellowship with the body of Christ. All of these are principles of God that causes the blessings of God to come down upon you. And if we're not willing to follow those principles, then we're going to struggle. And what will happen is, what will happen if you don't follow God's principles, you'll live a very out of balance life. As Ryan Franklin says, you lose your rhythm of life. I've been there, okay? I've lost my rhythm of life. There's a very good friend of mine who was in our church, and he was very unhealthy. He had lost a lot of weight. He was very unhealthy, though. And he ended up, I talk to him all the time as a pastor. Look, I'd say, hey, you know, you need to eat healthy. You need to make sure that you eat fruits and vegetables and all this. And he's, I hate fruits and vegetables. I'm just going to eat the meat and drink my 2-liter sodas. And I kept telling him, I said, look, bro, I said, you've got to get healthier. God's called you to preach. You've done a good job preaching the times you preached for us. But if you don't get healthy, bro, you're going to die. And I'm telling you, he's a good man, but he didn't follow those principles of God's dietary laws. And I won't say God's dietary laws, but just the principle of eating good, healthy lifestyle. I don't do it all the time. I try my best, but, you know, if we follow those principles, we'll be healthier physically. Follow the stewardship principles, we'll be healthier financially. If we follow spiritual principles, we'll be healthier emotionally, because, you know, as I'm going through this book of Bishop White's, what I have found that, you know, a lot of people, the reason they're struggling so much is because we've let so many spirits come into our world. We are emotionally unstable. And something that I think was in Bishop White's book, talking about being emotionally, spiritually healthy. And that comes from following godly principles. Yes, Jesus will save you. That is the purpose of Jesus. But the principle of Jesus is to keep you saved, okay? The principles will keep you saved. Well, I'm sure there's so much more I could say about this, but I'm going to be done. And I appreciate those who's listens to me, I need you to do me a favor. I'm horrible at this, I guess, trying to promote this. I'm not. Well, anyway, if you could share this episode, any of the episodes you listen to, if you could rate the podcast, and if you could, write a review, it would help the podcast a lot. Now, the podcast has done great, and I appreciate everybody who's jumped in and helped. But listen, if you could do that for me, it would be great. Jump on whatever platform you listen to and write a review and share it with your text groups. And if you're like me, you got 2 or 3 text groups with your church, with your family. Share a link to it so other people can hear it. Share it on social media. And I'd appreciate that so much. And I appreciate everybody who gets on and listen. It's really shocked me, and I appreciate everybody who's been listening very much. So, but I'm not going to make no promises, but I'll try to get another one out next week if I can. My wife got one out this week, so if you hadn't went to follow today's gift, go find that by Cheryl Orton, and you'll enjoy her podcast. Short lessons, 10 minutes or so. You'll enjoy that. But, man, I appreciate all of you guys. God's good. He's great. He's coming back soon. How about we follow the principles of God so we can be happy, healthy, and live a victorious life with God. God bless everybody. Thank you for listening today. If anything you have heard today in this podcast has helped you, why don't you share it with someone you know, a friend or family member? And also consider rating and following us as well. Hope you have a great day. God bless you.